From the far distance up today's 3rd Street, dust arises. Continental and militia cavalry turn the corner into Market. Some of the British troops are still waiting to board. The Patriots begin hacking at the end of the column with their swords. Cornwallis's surrender did not end the war. A man standing somewhere near the courthouse witnesses a gruesome act of revenge. A Tory lagged behind the column, not expecting any danger, and is clearly confused by the arrival of the cavalry. The fact that Continental cavalry wore green coats similar to those of the British cavalry may have played a role. When they approach, a document from the Times states, "The man, in a state of apparent mental hallucination, walked forth with his hands stretched out as if to salute the troop. One of the militia riders pulls his sword, rides toward the Tory, and laid his head open, the divided parts falling on each shoulder." The British return scattered fire. Sources differ on whether the Patriot forces retreat before cannon on the ships can turn on them, or the cannons get off around. One of the redcoats is killed and an unknown number wounded, while 2 or 3 cavalrymen are wounded. The last of the British speed aboard and the ships sail away. Thus ends what is by far the longest British occupation of any town in North Carolina during the American Revolution. Soon after, Rutherford's army arrives down 3rd from Heron's Bridge and has to restore order. Local patriots have been attacking the few remaining loyalists, taking out their frustrations after most of a year under British military rule. Whigs and Tories continue to target each other across the state for months to come, and the British make one more appearance in 1782. But large-scale combat in the state comes to an end 7 years after it started with an attack on Fort Johnston launched from here. Historical tidbits. Only after peace negotiations were underway in Paris did the commander of the Southern Continental Army, Major General Nathaniel Greene, make an appearance in Wilmington. On his way home to Rhode Island from Charleston by carriage, he arrived on Friday, August 22, 1783, and left 2 days later. While in town, he was honored by bonfires in the streets, the firing of guns, and illumination of houses in the evenings. As president, George Washington spent the night in Wilmington during his 1791 tour of the southern states. He came down what now is U.S. 17 into Market Street and spent the night at a home on the southeast corner of Dock and Front Streets. A small monument marks the location. He had dinner with town officials at a tavern where now sits the parking garage between Front and Second Streets north of Market.